The Rodcast.
If you want more information, go to rodders.com and click on Rodders FM.
England.
A quaint country full of so many wonders. Harry Potter. David Beckham. Jam. DAB Digital Radio. Toadfish from Neighbours. Marks and Spencer. English tea. The number 3. Shoe sizes. But of course none of this matters, because England is plagued by a yob culture.
This yob culture is so foul, fueled by drugs and alcohol, and driven by their leader, the one known as
the Rod.
Up next on Rodders FM, it's
Backchat,
uncensored,
unhinged
talk radio from the United Kingdom. Yes, that's right. You are listening to the one, the only Backchat. And this is the show where we do exactly what it says on the tin. We take society by its knees and its winkle and take the mick out of it. Oh, yes, I'm loving that background music. I'm really feeling it tonight. Now, may I introduce you in the co-host corner? It is Josh Hall.
Good evening, listeners.
You know, that must have been the first time you've heard a genuine round of applause, Josh. No, I'm kidding. Josh, if you don't know him, he's a walk-it actor. He does a bit of the old acting in his spare time. He had to act in a play with me, which was most unfortunate, because what are those things called that I keep forgetting?
Your lines.
My lines, Audrey. That's what I keep forgetting. And I put Josh in a very awkward situation on one night. And we are featured on stickcam.com. So, you know, get in the chat room. 1, 2, 3, 4. We are number 4 on the stickcam.com radio channel. And Stickcam is 2 years old today. God bless you. Now, we are actually... this is different to our shows. If this is the first show you've ever tuned in to, we're doing something a little different today. And we are fueled, as the jingle suggested, by drugs and alcohol. Go on, raise your glasses.
Hail the ale!
Hail the ale! So, by the end of this show, we're going to be legless, which is bad, because at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. UK time, I am back with a special guest, Ugly Phil. Ugly Phil, everyone. Ugly Phil. Ugly Phil. Ugly Phil. So, Josh, what have you been up to today?
What have I been up to today? I've been here with
Get
you.
On your mic, you need to be closer.
I've been here with you all day.
I know, we've had a wicked time. We went to, Starbucks, but only because I didn't actually originally intend to go there, did I?
I don't remember why we went there in the first place, but we had a good time.
Yeah, because I tried to find that Costa coffee, and I got lost in a town where I've lived for 17 years. Shout out to co-host Josh in the chat room.
Oh, I wonder who that is.
Yeah, no idea. I bet he's an idiot.
Yeah.
But, like, for our first topic of conversation, Josh has insisted on sticking this down, was glasses. Yes.
Lottery has just got some new glasses. Hilarious. You got to see it. Get on the webcam.
All right, hang on a minute.
Honestly, it's worth the wait. It's going to take him ages to find them now. Have you found them, Rods?
No.
Ugh, we're so slick on this show. Sometimes we're just too slick. You got them?
All right, here they are. Because, you know, apparently you wear glasses to correct your eyesight, and I think they look quite attractive. And the best thing about these glasses is the fact that they haven't actually got any glass in them. It's ridiculous. But what was really funny, when I went to the optician, we had a very, very patronising optician, and she even told me how to put on a pair of glasses. Leanna wants to come on the show, so we might as well ring her up. But, Josh, what are we going to chat to her about? I have no idea.
I have no idea what we should talk to her about.
I reckon we should talk to her about opticians.
Harry Rodder.
Which this would be great because I don't think Leanne has ever been to an opticians. So let's give Leanne a ring. This is your show as well, guys, so feel free, give me a ring.
Radio Democracy.
0844, I can't remember the rest, 0844-88-44-831. Leanne, are you there?
I am.
Leanne, you are on... What's the name of the show, Josh?
I've forgotten as well.
It's called Backchat.
Backchat, that's the one.
Oh, yeah! We changed it now.
Yeah.
God, that's very confusing.
We are absolutely... Yeah, we changed the name because it's a brand new show. Is there any particular reason you phoned up?
I phoned up.
Well, is there a particular reason you want to come on the show?
What no. show? I didn't even know you were doing a show.
I did. I knew today.
So, basically...
Am I actually the first female on this show?
No, we had Rosanna from Rosanna and the Screwdrivers. That was hilarious because her band has a rude name and I asked her which her favourite type of screwdriver was. And she said, oh, I like those round ones. I said, isn't that a bit difficult to use? She said, no, you just push it. And there was a shocked silence when she realised what she'd said. Leanne, have you any experience of opticians?
Not personally. I don't wear glasses. Apparently my brother's supposed to have better than 20/20 vision.
Better so than 2020
like,
vision?
Become a fuck. Yeah, it is actually possible.
Yeah, what is 2020 vision? Because I heard that it doesn't...
I don't know. You have to be a pilot to have it.
I heard it doesn't mean anything.
Don't know.
Absolutely ridiculous.
I'm really intelligent.
Leanne, have you seen any films lately? Because Josh will be taking the place of me and doing a film review.
Oh, really? What film are you reviewing, Josh?
I'm going to review National Treasure. I saw it last night.
Well, I won't ask you what you think of it and spoil all the viewing... Well, not viewing, the listening fun for all the listeners.
No, it is viewing because, you know, we got the rod cam and...
Oh, yeah, of course. Hi, guys. I'm waving at you.
Actually, we've got Mystic Mug in the studio. Do we all...
Oh, that's great.
Do we?
Hello!
Hello.
Wrong effect.
Hello.
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 Hello! 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 Hello!
And while Rodri desperately presses buttons...
Oh, this is crap. We'll have to have Weelzebub. Hello!
You... Oh my god, you guys are useless, aren't
you? You talk to woman features, Josh. I'll look for buttons.
Leanna, he's terrible, isn't he?
Yeah.
That's working. We've got Mystic Mug here, so would you like your, Your fortune read.
Can Mr. Oh, Mugg hello. In less than 30 seconds?
Oh, can I say hello to Fuzzy Pilot in the chat room? He's demanding a shout out, and you've got it. Leanna, we'll do Mystic Mug on you.
Okay. Tell
him
he's
been to the brink of insanity and back to tell you your future.
It's the magical, mystical.
Hello, Mystic Mug.
What is your bra size?
What's your bra size?
Malcolm! You didn't just ask for a bra... Malcolm, you're such an idiot.
I'm sorry, it seems like a natural question to ask.
For God's sake, and why do all fortune tellers have echoey voices?
I don't!
Yes, you do. Now, Leanna, tell these idiots your star sign before things get really out of hand.
I'm a Taurus, and I have to go in 1 minute, so that's my future told.
Oh, tonight you will go babysitting, and the baby will be the child of Satan!
Well, that's your future. Cheers for coming on the show, Leanna. Have
Thanks.
A lovely evening with the Devil's Spawn.
Backchat!
Right, that was Leanna there, and we're on to our next topic of conversation. My glasses. we sort of exhausted that.
No,
we'll be
right.
back after... This.
England. A quaint country full.
No, this is absolutely ridiculous.
Backchat. Like the dodgy warm up gig before the main show.
Yes, you are listening to Backchat. And we are all very professional here tonight. And we spent the day making jingles, me and Josh and I. And. When me and Josh, we went on a year 8 school trip. This is how hardcore we are. We went on a year 8 school trip to, which musical was it, Josh?
It was Wicked. I'll be reviewing it a little bit later on.
Yeah, I know it may have been Wicked, but what was it? What's the name of the musical?
The name of it was Wicked.
Well, yeah, I know it might have been quite a good name, but what's the name of the musical?
It was Wicked.
You're not getting this, are you? What was that? Well, just tell me the name of the damn musical.
Well, Wicked, in all honesty, mate.
For God's sake, we're not getting anywhere. But yeah, we went to see this musical with no name. And I think you should see, on the rod cam here, you can't really read it, but this is one of those old World War II posters, and it says, "Careless talk costs lives." That is the new slogan for Back Chat, the show chat back. What are we talking about? Yeah, we went on a school trip to this musical called Wicked, apparently. I've never even heard of it. And it was all full of year eights, and it was really funny because Leanna's brother lost his ticket. And it was so funny. And Mr. Walters, the drama teacher, wasn't very sympathetic. Do you want to, while I down some beer, you describe the general essence of Mr. Walters.
He's a tall, stocky gentleman, it has to be said. He has Simon Cowell trousers, it has to be said. He always wears the same clothes. He always wears these joggers that come all the way up to his nipples, this kind of black T-shirt, black polo neck shirt.
He's quite a blunt person. You know, he's a great guy. He has actually been quite inspirational to me.
He has indeed.
And, you know, before I met Mr. Walters, I was a meagre mouse. And now I'm a show-off! Live across the internet on rodders.com. And Mr. Walters, Aaron had lost his ticket, and he just said before, if anyone loses their ticket, they won't come in. Then, like, Aaron, Leanna, are you still there? Because we're talking about your brother here. Aaron gets off the bus, and he just goes, "Oh, I've lost my ticket!" So it was more like, I don't know, his voice is up an octave or so.
Mm.
And so it's more like this.
"Oh, I've lost my ticket!"
Oh. And Mr. Walters just looks at him and goes, "I'm really not interested." It was appalling, and Mrs. Evans being all motherly, because it didn't matter, the theatre had a list of names from the school booking, so it didn't actually matter that he'd lost his bloody ticket. Unbelievable, some people. And like Mr. Walters, he got really, really worried. And while we were at this musical, it was near Victoria Station, and because of terrorists such as Osama bin Laden, who we'll be talking about later on, they've taken all the bins because people were making them into bombs.
Mm.
I reckon they must have been a bit rubbish.
Yeah.
So you found this lack of binage an issue, didn't you, Josh?
I did indeed, and it resulted in a very embarrassing moment for me. Because, you see, what happened was they have these signs left out that say, if you need to dispense of rubbish, leave it with staff. And so we had a McDonald's, didn't we, Rod? It was very, very nice. And we had this McDonald's, and I wanted to get rid of my rubbish. So what I actually did was I gave it to these Italian people who were selling remote control cars in the station. And so I just gave it to them. I kind of leave my rubbish with them and walk off. And then they were all kind of shouting after me, saying, well, Rodri does the impression best. I think it's best if Rodri
does. What, the Italian bloke?
Yes.
Hey, that's not very nice. It's not very nice. It was just completely ridiculous. And
I would have got away with it, hadn't
if
Rodri...
If it hadn't been for that dog and you meddling kid.
It hadn't been for meddling Rodri, who, as I was walking away, just started going, Josh, you're being very, very immoral. It's not fair. They're just trying to sell remote control cars. Go back and pick it up. No, Rodri. Go, look, we've nearly got away with it. No, I'm going back. And then he gets very sympathetic and very middle class and goes, oh, I'm sorry, remote control car selling people.
Yeah, but imagine having a job selling remote control cars. It's a bit crap, really, to be honest, isn't it? I mean, like, that's all he was doing, was playing remote control cars all day. Actually, that's not so bad, being paid to play remote control cars. Anyway, I'm not helping myself here. And you're painting me out to be such a busybody, but the poor guy, he probably get paid, you know, bugger all per hour. Hey, that's not a bad wage. But I've lost the thread of what I was saying. I mean, I did feel very sorry for him, and you just left litter. And
I was leaving it with a member of staff. It's what you're supposed to do.
It wasn't the right member of staff, though. And Josh, may I just remind you, in the way of a song, what you do with rubbish.
Back chat. More controversial than a gay royal wedding.
Rubbish belongs in the
rubbish bin.
So pick it up and throw it in.
Oh, but the trouble is, in your defence, there were no bins.
That is very true.
And you did sort of get it to a member of staff.
Yeah.
sod it, I can't bother that music anymore. It makes me feel sick. Actually physically sick.
Mm.
That would be a segue into our feature, You Make Me Sick, but as I haven't planned anything for it, that's going to go out the chute. A big shout out to Jack. Which Jack is that? Is it N. Lee Pollock, or is it not a Jack that I don't know? And he's going, do you have a problem with Barack Obama? Because remember I called him, what did I call him?
Barack Bin Laden, I think you did.
It was something along those lines.
Something very racist.
Osama Obama. And I just, do you have a problem with Barack Obama? And he goes, I like him. And then he's written, oh dear. I mean, he's getting all defensive about him. Right, I don't think, to be fair, I don't think Barack Obama cares whether you like him or not, Jack. Mm. Oh, and he's feedback on Obama. What's he going about? He's saying Obama's cool. Yeah, but so's my fridge, and I'm not going to vote for that in the election.
Hat Chat. The show where we talk about hats. Oh, bollocks, I mean, back chat. The show where we back chat to society.
What did that jingle say? Hat Chat. Did it?
I think it did. I think that was a...
Didn't you even check these jingles were okay? Well, after we ordered and made them.
Sorry, I thought that was an outtake from earlier on. I don't know how that one turned up.
Hat Chat.
Oh, dear.
Stop the music a minute. Like, Josh, can you show your badge to the rod cam?
The rod cam?
Yeah, that's the rod cam, the cam. It says trainee, and I reckon we may have to expel you from the building if you make any ridiculous blunders like that.
I'm very, very sorry.
Hat Chat. Now, we've sparked a raging debate when I called him a Barack Bin Laden.
What's your opinion on the whole election rods?
Well, I don't really have an opinion. I just like Barack Obama because he looks like a black version of E.T.? Can I get away with saying that?
Wait, if I show that to you... He does, actually, if you all look at that.
Yeah, we'll stick a picture of him up on the rod cam in a minute. But, guys, what's been happening in the chat room, Josh? I haven't really been concentrating.
Well, it's all got very, very heated, as far as I can tell. Everyone's arguing their views over the election. But I'm afraid I'm going to have to put my view forward here, because in this article...
Closest to the mic.
Sorry, guys. In this article, he's made the statement that if we fight together, we will take back America and we will make history together. And in my opinion, that's just what you don't want in an American president. All presidents so far have seemed to be intent on having wars and fighting, and as opposed to sorting their country out, they just seem to see some glory and bloodshed.
Yeah, but it's the thing, isn't he going on about a metaphorical type of fighting, as in fighting together sort of thing?
Well, that's what they all say. That's what Bill Clinton said when he got into power, and what
I don't think
George Bush said.
Literally, it's fight together, as in have a civil war. And it says here on the article, I seem to recall from when I read this on the train yesterday, it says, American majority is behind me, says Obama. Well, I'm not bloody surprised. Look at this picture we're putting up on the rod cam right now. I hope it's arrived there. Look, of course the majority is behind you, because you've got your back to them. Look, I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. Actually, a very funny political comment I heard was from I can't remember who it was from, some political expert in America, it's a country that's great and true, America, we all look up to you, yeah. What was I talking about? I was distracting myself by singing.
I don't remember, you were talking about the next US president.
An expert in America. Where is America? And he said, America, I think America is ready, may be ready for the first black president, but they're not ready for a woman. Do you think there's any truth in that?
I think you forgot to offend the Jews there, Rodri.
What, how have I offended anyone? That was a quote from somebody. It would help if I knew who the quote was from. What's going on? Let's take some messages from the chat room. Jack says, my best mate is American. He says, how dare you insult... The major obesity in the American country. Well, I wasn't talking about obesity.
He wasn't.
But while we're on the subject of obesity, and I think for this we need some music just to egg us on to heights of more offensiveness. Get ready. Controversy in a tin. Just add Josh. Josh, how should we deal with fat people?
We should shoot them.
That is shocking. So, but I did ask for controversy. I think shooting there is a metaphor for...
Or even better, we send them all to war. They may wobble, but they will not fall down. That's what we like.
That's true. It's a bit like, what's it? You know, there's toys that look like eggs.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the ones that wobble them, and yeah.
That Noddy created, apparently.
Did Noddy create them? Yeah. Oh, yeah, Big Ears was one of them, as far as I remember.
Now, basically, what we're going to do now on Rods FM, we're going to be listening. If you tuned in, like Charlie, to New Year's Nonsense, you will know about traffic radio. Now, basically, how's the best way to explain traffic radio?
I think a demonstration is in order, Rod.
News from the Highways Agency on Traffic Radio.
Have you ever seen a problem on a motorway and thought, if only I could call someone to let them know?
Well, I have as well.
We have our Highways Agency information line staffed 24 hours a day by...
Traffic news. I think they got the picture, Joss.
I think they have.
What is going on, though, with that? Traffic radio. It's 24 hours a day.
Currently, you'll find roadworks in place at the moment. If you're heading down...
Thank God. You know what, I reckon we should do our own version of traffic radio and just to see if we can do a better job. Now on Rodders FM, it's time for our new traffic section.
From the M25 to the B roads of northern Suffolk,
this is...
Hello, this is Rodders and Josh Hall for... Car crash radio. There's been a car crash on the road, hasn't there, Josh? It's involved a lorry delivering spaghetti on the M25 has suddenly capsized, shedding its load and its hair all over the road. There's spaghetti everywhere. It looks like a Heinz Mr. Wiggles factory crossover. Now over to me in the studio. Thank you, Rodders. And there's been another hilarious incident involving a minibus full of children and a giant clam. But we're going to go to the phones now, where we'll have some more car crash info. Jamie, you're on Car Crash Radio. Welcome to the show. What car crashes have you spotted today?
I'm actually in a car crash.
You're in a car crash?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Well, let me put you over to our advice helpline at the Car Crash Radio Centre. Beelzebub, I'd like you to advise this person.
What? I don't know. I only went to the highway agency once, and that was a bad mistake. Let Josh do it.
Who the hell's Josh?
Your car, you bloody idiot.
Oh, Josh, talk to Jamie.
I'm in a crash here. I'm about to die. No one cares about Josh.
Jamie, just calm down. Okay, what I want you to do is to, with your right hand, grab your right foot. I'm doing it on the webcam, like so.
Okay, hang on.
Okay, you're doing that?
Well, I'm kind of stuck.
Well, you've just got to reach down, kind of stretch it out a bit like that.
Now, Jamie, you sound about 6 years old. What are you doing driving a car?
No, you've got to stand up.
God, this is absolutely absurd.
And you've got to hop around, going neep, 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 like that.
Alright, Jamie, now I reckon what you ought to do, you ought to stop messing around and call the emergency services. And see you later. Oh, dear.
Back chat!
And we're going to... Are you ready to do your film review?
I am indeed.
Let's take this jingle and replace Rod with Josh.
Alright,
Josh!
At the movies! Yes, that's right. It's the part of the show where the Rod goes to the movies and comes back again to tell you all about it, whether it was hot or whether it was
complete bollocks.
Yeah, went to see National Treasure, The Book of Secrets, which is the sequel to National Treasure, the first one, which was out about 2 years ago. Yes, it was a very good film. It's not a bad action film with some historical undertone, quite good fun. Very Indiana Jonesy in style. I would have said it was a fantastic film, really, really good film, had it just not been for a couple of things that really let it down, like Nicolas Cage.
Hang on a minute, wasn't he the main character?
He was, but you try and look at that big, silly, goofy, rubbery face of his for about an hour and a half, and you just think, oh, just put Harrison Ford on or something. That's awful.
You carry on. I'm going to do my impression of him on the Rod Cam.
All right. Okay.
What also annoyed you about Nicolas Cage? Cage in his performance?
Well, I didn't know there were so many ways of just being smug. He's not a particularly good actor, as Rodri will now demonstrate the Nicolas Cage acting technique. And he's knocked over his digital radio in the process. And,
I'm Nicolas Cage advertising DAB radio!
You've got to get on the webcam if you guys can. It's so funny. Anyway, yeah, there were a couple of performances which I thought would be really good in this film, but I was really disappointed with. Like, Helen Mirren was in it, and her accent was all over the place. I didn't know whether she was supposed to be British or American. It kept slipping in between the two. Harvey Keitel, who you've seen probably in things like Reservoir Dogs, Pulp Fiction, he was pretty poor as well. Nothing much to say about him. He was just kind of playing the same old characters he was playing in every other film. And, yeah, well, it has its moments. It has some really good fast-moving action sequences. There's a great bit in London where they do this fast driving sequence. But you've got to understand, it's a very American film. Because there's this one point where Nicolas Cage puts on an English accent when the British police are coming after him. And you know how Americans have this sort of... this kind of stereotypical view of the British accent is either very, very posh, or it's, oh, it's all Cockney and like that. Well,
oh, what the doodly, well, a cup of tea, 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 cup of tea.
Sorry, you carry on, don't mind me.
Thank you very much.
I'll be back home with your review.
And, yeah, there's have that stereotypical view of it, and there's this one really cringe-worthy American bit in it where Nicolas Cage basically goes, when the police are coming after, he goes, oh bloody hell, it's the Bobbies, and I just wanted to curl up into a little ball and die at that bit, and that was quite embarrassing. That's really all I've got to say on the film.
Now, I'm afraid, Josh, you've got to go, I'm afraid, because, like, you've got to go catch a train.
Have I?
You have, apparently.
What's the time?
It's half eight, practically.
Oh, Christ.
So we basically need to wrap this thing up. But I'd just like to say, you've been a fantastic co-host.
Thank you very much, Rod.
So that concludes the first ever edition of Back Chat. It's a new type of show, so I'd love to know what you thought of it. Go to rodders.com, click on contact, send me an email, and tell me exactly what you thought about it. So this is Rodders here, thanking you for tuning in. Good night, everyone.
Thanks very much, guys. Have a good night.
Back Chat. More controversial than a gay royal wedding.
We're so slick on this show, sometimes we're just too slick.
If you want more information, go to rodders.com and click on Rodders FM.